than 100 points. Yesterday, the Dow gained 276, the NASDAQ up 22, the S&P 500 up 12. That's your money now.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-478-6430 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-478-6430. That's 800-478-6430. What do you have to lose? Call 800-478-6430. Again, 800-478-6430. 6430.
If your bathroom feels cramped, outdated, or hard to use, it's time for an upgrade. At Home Outlet, our stores are employee-owned by experts who help you create a bathroom that works for your space and your budget. From vanities with real storage to tubs, fixtures, and tile, we help you get the bathroom upgrade you deserve without overspending. You'll also find expert help for kitchens, flooring, and more. Home Outlet, bathrooms for everyone. Find your local Home Outlet online at homeoutlet.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Planning your vacation? Why not take Pep Talk with Meg with you?
A vacation? Oh my God, I can't wait to go. Okay, where are we going to go first?
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
Okay.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That'll work.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Were you surprised by the TPO decision to deprioritize Sorrento Road versus Highway 90? I was surprised because that's been such a hot point in Escambia County. I mean, I know Stephen Berry didn't have any support because all the other county commissioners weren't there, but that was surprising to me.
Yeah, I think it caught us by surprise, and I think what I'm hearing is you will see that topic come up again at the next TPO.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be quite a bit more discussion about it, so it'll be interesting.
That is the most understated. There will be more conversation. That's me talking with Wes Moreno, Escambia County Administrator, yesterday before the Escambia County Commission meeting, which was 4 hours long and I have not watched yet. Don't worry, I'll get there. But Wes was saying that the perception of hurt feelings or, you know, problems behind the scenes and, you know, over the raising of Highway 90 through Milton, the widening project from 2 lanes to 4 lanes, in the priority list, bumping it from 7 to 4. Remember, Mayor Heather Lindsay tried to go there and, you know, bushwhack him and get it to 5, and then Kerry Smith's like, well, I don't make it 4. And, you know, Stephen Berry says, I mean, okay, sure, you know, why not? Well, apparently, you know, the people in Escambia are not happy about that. Colton Wright was scolding his own board yesterday, Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman, a representative of District 5, Tiger Point Gulf Breeze. Colton Wright says, you all don't even realize how badly you've alienated the Escambia County commissioners, who I was in D.C. with, and you ambushed them while they were out of town because they couldn't defend the prioritization of Sorrento Road. They felt like this meeting was all orchestrated in the sense that this, you know, it shouldn't have even happened. They almost didn't have quorum. And certainly, you know, Stephen Berry, the lone vote for Escambia is not right when you had four Santa Rosa County commissioners. That's part one. I just wanted to tell you that it's not just coming from Colton. That was, you know, there will be talk. There will be talk. Because what Colton has said is there will be talk also with the CEO of TPO, because EREC or whatever the name of it is. I forget the acronym. Because, you know, they let the meeting happen, and the meeting shouldn't have happened. Probably. So there's a lot of frustration. And then, this is where the actual Santa Rosa County Commission meeting part comes up. So Colton is kind of scolding them on all that for, you don't realize, we have to work with them on military stuff. We have to work with them on, you know, watershed stuff for the estuary program. We have to work with Escambia all the time. And y'all went there and you pissed a bunch of people off. This is not a good plan. And then you did something extra dumb on top of that, something that harms our county in a completely different way. And he starts off super nice. Now, I have said this also, but this is Colton Wright, the Santa Rosa County Commissioner, explaining it to his own board.
When I came on the board, we were, you know, Commissioner Peach at the time was chair, and Commissioner Bender from Escambia County was vice. And then it rotated. Commissioner Bender was chair. I was vice. Next year, I rolled up.
Yeah, you guys don't have as much experience in this as some of us have, but I'm trying to tell you the history.
But historically, you've had a Santa Rosa County commissioner as chair and then an Escambia County commissioner as the vice chair.
Every other year.
And every year it would go back and forth, right? And it was done that way for a few reasons. I think it was, there had been a kind of a friendly agreement because the two counties had the largest representation on that board.
That's right.
So there'd been kind of a friendly agreement that we would alternate that from year to year to try to create some sense of balance, even though Escambia County for decades has always gotten the bulk of the funding, the bulk of the projects being at the top. And most of that had to do with population at the time. It's just the way it was. They had the biggest need.
Yeah, I mean, all that makes sense. And, you know, by the way, you remember some of the tone of the comments by the public who were there to try to persuade the increase in the Highway 90 prioritization? We're like, Santa Rosa never gets no money. Y'all don't like us. Why don't you treat us better? They were, you know, whinging and moaning, okay, which is also not a great approach exactly. So Colton's like, okay, why on earth? And he has already spent time explaining why he doesn't make any sense to him, why Heather Lindsay, who was involved in reducing the priority of Highway 90, is now flipped and is interested in raising the priority of it, and he called her out for it. But now you got Mayor Heather Lindsay as the one who, out of the blue, recommended that the next chair not be Kerry Smith, Santa Rosa County Commissioner, but she's up for re-election. Also, he is up for re-election. That's important to understand in all this. She recommended that it be Stephen Berry, so it stay with Santa Rosa County. And Colton's like, what in the hell were you thinking?
What I can't understand is why there's got to be a reason why Mayor Lindsay decided she wanted to immediately throw out there that Commissioner Berry stay as chair for a second year in a row.
Was there a reason?
And we just keep all of the people in place and keep it status quo. She was very quick to do it.
Yeah.
And then Commissioner Burkett, you seconded the motion. I'm curious your thought process behind that. On why we would go that route rather than allow Commissioner Smith to roll up his chair and just put somebody else in the vice chair position.
The most normal thing in the world would have been somebody to say, I nominate Kerry Smith, but instead Mayor Lindsay says, I got one. Let me do it. I like you, Stephen Berry. You stay chair another year. So good. What? You're gonna give up the possibility of having Santa Rosa County leading the board that your people just got done complaining didn't give enough attention and money to Santa Rosa County? I've said this before. It doesn't make sense unless you read, I don't know, some weird political machination or personal animus or just pettiness, or she was upset that she pushed the Highway 90 to 5 and he pushed it to 4 and stole her thunder. I don't know, but put all that together in a bundle and you got this very weird thing. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened at Pace and Cervantes. Not seeing very much of a slowdown right now. They've got it off to the side of the road. So just be aware of that. Let's see here. I-10, I-110. Everything else is looking good. I've seen no more delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So Colton Wright is being as diplomatic as he can. What he wants to say is, but why? What's wrong with you people? Why? Why, Ray Eddington? Why?
And then, I'm also curious, you know, Commissioner Eddington, your point in this, I just...
Can y'all explain yourselves?
I can only assume, and I don't want to make assumptions. I would rather to hear it directly from you two gentlemen on what your thought process in doing things the way we did or you guys did that day. Because it wasn't good optics. It definitely put Santa Rosa County in a position where we have less ability to get things done from a transportation standpoint. By giving up a chairmanship, whether it be Commissioner Smith or Commissioner Rao or somebody else, I need an explanation on why we would give up our seat in the driver's seat driving the TPO for the next 365 days. If transportation and infrastructure is really that important to us, why would we relinquish what little control we could have had?
Exactly. I mean, being the chair of the TPO doesn't give you a lot of power, but why would you prefer to have no power instead of having the normal rotation of the shared leadership of that board? And remember, Heather Lindsay had said it, moved for Barry to retain, and Bobby Burkett seconded it. Well, so Bobby's going to answer.
So I just ask you to indulge me and just help me understand.
Yeah. I've said before and I'm going to say again. I try to walk on water getting to work. Every day I have to swim in, so I make mistakes. I made one. I have to live with it. I thought about it after I made the motion and seconded that it would have been better if we had had one of our people first. But when I made the motion, I was thinking last year seemed to go pretty smooth. So that's why I made the second of the motion to keep it that way. If I had to do all over again, I'd have changed it. But I have to live with the mistakes I make. And until I walk on water, I'm going to continue making mistakes. But that's the only response I have. I messed up.
Hey, I always appreciate somebody being honest and taking the blame and saying I screwed up. I don't love the framing of it as well. You know, if I walked on water, I wouldn't make mistakes. I mean, okay, this is not a hard mistake to not make. But okay. So Ray Eddington also?
I made the second because Mr. Smith has been trying to widen Highway 90 since he's been in this office.
And to be clear, he seconded the moving of Highway 90 up. He didn't second the moving of that. Bobby Burkett seconded the making of Barry the chair.
When he moved it up, that's why I seconded it, to try to help him move it on and get widened. He has been working on this ever since he's been in this office, trying to get this road widened. That's why I done it, to try to help him and the people in Santa Rosa County here. That's why I done it.
And it's true. Kerry's been working hard on this for years.
And I appreciate that. I also appreciate you acknowledging the fact that he has been working so hard. The TPO process, I think I'm just going to say it's a broken process. I think, unfortunately, it's just we're required to go through it, but it's not efficient. But there's no doubt that he has, you know, Commissioner Smith has been working judiciously on Highway 90 for a number of years. And
so here's what I would say. I say at least Bobby Burkett admitted that he made a mistake. Ray Eddington, who also voted to make Barry the chair, didn't say anything. I didn't. And, you know, Rowell didn't say anything either. I'm not quite sure why. I think he was there because he had talked about some other things elsewhere in the meeting. So I'm not quite, I don't understand that. But Bobby reiterated his apology.
I'm going to say this. I know that Commissioner Smith has worked tirelessly on the Highway 90 widening project. And this had nothing whatsoever to do with him. Here again, if I had to do all over again, I wouldn't have made the second. But I made mistakes. I got to live with it. But kudos to Commissioner Smith for working tirelessly like he has on getting the Highway 90 widened.
All right. So let me give you my analysis after the fact. Yeah, it makes no sense. They screwed up. Indefensible. I have no idea why, you know, other than petty politics or petty personal, whatever, I don't know why Heather Lindsay was pushing for it. But here's what I think might happen. You remember that comment by Wes that at the next TPO meeting, they're going to talk about this some more? If the Escambia County commissioners want to reopen the priority list, and remember, items 4 through whatever don't really matter. It doesn't really matter where they are. It's more symbolic than anything else. But if they felt ambushed or, you know, bushwhacked or whatever, realigning the priority list with a full board vote and support from the TPO, I expect that conversation to happen at the next TPO. And if they're going to vote to change the priority list sort of back or in any way, I would also expect the possibility of reopening the board chair vote. That would be fair. So, if we're all in the bridge building, fence mending, bond creating business, here's how I would think it might go. I would think it might go something like this. Maybe Ashley or Mike or Steve Stroberger, or even honestly, you know what? This would be a great opportunity for Stephen Barry to be magnanimous. For him to say something like this. You know, I think the last meeting we had a lot of issues and a lot of things went weird. And, you know, probably in retrospect, we should have not worked so hard to make a quorum. We should have probably not made that meeting happen at all. And I'll take the responsibility for that. But I have two things that I think that we ought to do because there's been a lot of grumbling, you know, behind the scenes and some on the scenes. I think that we should, A, take up the priority list and talk about it as a board. And frankly, I think that it would be fair for this rotation to move to Santa Rosa County. And as a result, I'm going to decline becoming board chair for the next year and nominate my good friend, Kerry Smith, to be. I mean, that would be a genuinely noble, virtuous, magnanimous thing to do. Now, whether he does that or not, I mean, you know, it's his life to live. But it could happen. 753 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
When's the next meeting?
For the TPO, yeah. June.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a ways off. I don't know. It's out there in the future.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
When Pensacola Sports plays, everyone wins. For over 70 years, Pensacola Sports has been in the game, creating, recruiting, hosting, and supporting amateur, collegiate, and professional events that make the Pensacola area a premier sports destination. Every event, every electrifying moment drives real economic impact and delivers top-tier competition that elevates our quality of life. This is more than sports. This is Pensacola's game. Pensacola Sports, the team behind the biggest moments. Learn more at PensacolaSports.org.
You're talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
This is an extremely primitive and paranoid culture. Many of their customs will doubtless take us by surprise.
Such a great song. Not the most popular one from Tom Petty, but a really good one. You got me in a corner. You got me against the wall. 7:55 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Let's see. We got John Pickens. That's Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. We're still dealing with the accident that happened at Pace and Cervantes. I'm seeing if you're going eastbound approaching Pace, I'm seeing just a minor delay in that area. It's off to the side of the road, but again, I-10, I-110, all look good. I'm not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, when I first bought our Odyssey, when we first bought our Odyssey at Frontier Motors, I basically had such a good experience. I came back and talked to my sales manager, Jeff, and said, hey, can I do ads for them? Because I know, you know, Dave Ramsey does them. I know we run ads, but can I do it? Because we had such a good experience. And we were basically just going to look to test drive a car. We were going to buy a car in like 6 months, and we wanted a test drive to make sure it's what we were looking for, but we weren't looking to buy yet. It was impossible to find one to test drive. Well, the one they had turned out to be the color we wanted. We called it our unicorn. We weren't going to buy it, but it was great, and the price was really good, and we wound up buying it, as you know, y'all know by now. But it wasn't the car that sold me on Frontier. I mean, the car and the condition, all that, sure, okay, a year-old car with 12,000 miles in great condition for a smoking price, but it was the way they treated me and the way they didn't make me feel. You know how you go to most used car or even new car places and you find, like, you get home and you feel like you got to take a shower and scrape off? You know, like, it's just not pleasant most of the time. I didn't feel that way at Frontier. I felt like these were friends, like these were neighbors, like they were treating me like they wanted to see me again because I felt good about the transaction. And they've done things even after about the car that were like cemented that. So when I talk about Frontier, I'm talking about a place that just does it differently. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, SpaceX will be trying again today to launch the Starship V3 rocket after yesterday's attempt was canceled at the last minute. Elon Musk says the hydraulic pin holding the tower arm in place apparently wasn't retracting properly yesterday. The Starship V3 is the tallest rocket ever assembled. Marco Rubio says talks aimed at ending the conflict involving Iran, Israel, and the United States have shown a little bit of movement, but major disagreements do remain. Rubio says the U.S. is still concerned about Iran's nuclear program and efforts to control shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. And the company behind the music from A Charlie Brown Christmas, Andrew, has filed several lawsuits accusing companies and government agencies of using songs from the program without permission. Hmm. The lawsuits involve music by jazz pianist Vince Guaraldi, including the well-known Linus and Lucy theme, which the plaintiffs say was improperly used in social media posts, advertisements, and even a video game.
Huh, interesting. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. Hey, if you're looking for a good place to try eating out for lunch today or for dinner, Reservoir, right by the police station on Haines Street, Jackson and Haines, the southeast corner. It's the old Milano Brothers corner store that got kind of renovated and remodeled. And Casey Jones, City Councilman Casey Jones, and his wife own and operate it. I think of it as a casual upscale, kind of a coffee shop vibe, but with really nice food. Everything from, you know, sandwiches to burgers to Cuban sandwiches, shrimp and grits, oysters, scallops, filet. Okay, and all kinds of things like the Kaneka record, which I know always makes John excited, sausage and biscuits with the Kaneka sausage, handcrafted coffee, you know, and tea, beer on tap, voted best new restaurant by in Pensacola by In Weekly. Again, it's at the southeast corner of Haines and Jackson, right across from the skate park, right kitty corner across from the police station. But, you know, like I said, if you're looking for a neat place to try for lunch or dinner today, go check them out. The Reservoir, fine casual coffee shop vibe, good food, and say hi to Casey for me.